Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but it doesn't always ensure success. Television critic David Bianculli says this is the case with the new series Almost Grown.
Almost Grown is a new CBS series that steals ideas and attitudes from three successful ABC series. Like 30-something, it's about the give and take and ups and downs of romantic relationships. Like Moonlighting, it's about two attractive people who spend as much time fighting with each other or pursuing other people as they do enjoying each other's company. And like The Wonder Years, it's a remembrance of things past, going back with loving detail to the 60s. But Almost Grown doesn't stop with the 60s. It also dramatizes the 70s and the 80s in a storyline that follows a particular romance, from innocent high school days to boisterous college nights, and finally to marriage, divorce, and a thoroughly modern post-divorce relationship. It's like watching 30-something with flashbacks, so that you have to sit through scenes of 20-something and 10-something. And since 30-something drives me up a wall, it's not surprising that most of Almost Grown drives me up the wall, across the ceiling, and down the other side. The triple-decade approach isn't such a bad idea, but the clichés in Almost Grown get to be really irritating. When it's 1962, writer-director David Chase and co-writer Lawrence Connor make sure to name-drop the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Ed Sullivan Show, and the death of Buddy Holly. And in the background, or sometimes the foreground, there's always the music. In this scene, where the young hero's father comes home from work, the music blaring from the kitchen radio becomes the center of attention.
Hi, honey. Spare ribs.
Don't start with me. Anybody. Norman, turn that crap down.
That's James Brown.
It's his problem. Thank God in a couple years it'll all be gone and forgotten in the dust.
I don't know, Dad. It's like a force. Rock and roll could even become like a huge business.
Norman, in order for something to catch on big in this country, they gotta be able to use it to sell products. Can you imagine TV commercials with rock and roll in them? Selling cars or pants or soda pop?
Why is that scene so awful? Let me count the ways. First, it's not realistic. That's not a 60s conversation. That's dialogue written from an 80s perspective so that audiences can enjoy the irony, except that it's too obvious to be enjoyable. Second, it's a straight steal from the gruff father on The Wonder Years. Finally, like other segments from other decades, this scene from Almost Grown trivializes the times rather than illuminates them. If you want a better look at what you can do with high school kids in 1962, take another look at American Graffiti. As for Almost Grown, I'll spare you scenes from the 70s and 80s. Even though the show's stars, Timothy Daly and Eve Gordon, get better as their characters get older, going back to the future isn't any more fun than revisiting the 60s. Almost every 70s clip is saturated with the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today. And the current stuff is like getting an advanced peek at the fifth season of 30-something. I'll pass. Being as generous as I can, I'll concede that better scripts, much better scripts, could make Almost Grown almost work. The way it stands now, though, the most honest thing about the show is its title. Most of it is so bad, it makes you almost groan.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.